for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry. Seniors gathered at City Hall this week to bring attention to elder abuse. The elders rally each year, but this year is different, according to Bobby Sackman. She's director of policy for the Council of Senior Centers and Services. She says with New York City's new mayor and the new administration, there's a chance for new money to help fight elder abuse.
And not just fight for the measly $800,000 we've had. We're asking for $4 million more. That's $4.8 million altogether. That would build a robust system in communities across the city.
Statistics are troublesome. One out of 24 cases of elder abuse gets reported. That means 23 do not. Sackman says 120,000 seniors suffer from some form of elder abuse no one knows about.
You see adult children, nephews. Very often there's drug abuse or mental health issues going on. Somebody's lost their job. They move back with mom or grandma. They're taking their money. They're isolating them. They can't leave the house. There's physical and psychological abuse. There's financial exploitation. They go to the bank and they take money out. You could be as poor as only getting Social Security. You could be a millionaire and everything in between. It doesn't matter your ethnicity, your religion, your... All seniors are vulnerable to this. How do we get the word out? How do we help people feel comfortable enough, seniors themselves, to speak about this? Because you know, the day we could get more elder abuse victims to speak out, that's going to open up this door widely. But right now, that's really hard.
Well, Sunday is Father's Day. It's also World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, mandated by the UN in 2006. Events are being held across the city, the nation, and throughout the world. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.